Welcome to your daily devotional for January 29th. Help believing. Mark chapter 9, in verse 24. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. This certain man, who was a believer, prayed for help believing. It seems odd on the surface, but when you read and understand the context, it makes more sense. The man had faith, but his circumstance was extremely emotional, for his son was demon-possessed and suffering, and so he besought Jesus' help with tears. He had probably been praying to God Almighty for years and years, and yet he asks for more help from the Lord. Not only was he well aware of his son's demon-possessed state, but he was also aware of his own inability to overcome the demonic influence which assailed his own spirit from without. One can never ask Jesus for too much help, nor will the Lord ever fault someone for excessive persistence in prayer. This loving human father had not given up on his son in the state he was in, nor did he give up on God, even though his son had been this way from childhood. The faithful man knew that his faith did not mean that he would not have tribulation, for indeed tribulation is promised especially to God's believing children, in John chapter 16, in verse 33. Often certain trials are allowed to beset us to a degree proportionate to our faith. Did not Jesus Christ have the greatest of faith in his humanity? And did he not experience the greatest of trials? Are you greater than he? Friend, perhaps you have a child or grandchild who has been in a bad way for a very long time. Yet you believe, but somehow through this trial, God has taught you humility, and you realize that your faith in the power of God to do all things is less than it ought to be. It is okay to pray, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. The Lord did not cast the gentleman away for this, nor will he cast you away. Perhaps he will bring to pass the desire of your heart for another whom you love. Keep believing, keep praying, keep the faith.